Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
I have been answering emails, and Fallon the entire time has been nagging at me. Would you hurry up so we can record the Minnesota goodbye? Is a woman who said, my son's moving off to college. I want to learn how to play the ukulele. You're the only ukulele guru that I know. Thank you for that. And she just wanted some suggestions. So I said, yeah, run down to Growth Music or Schmidt Music, pick one up, spend about $40 to $80 and commit to practice, because then you'll enjoy it. If a lot of people buy something like that and they practice a few times, realize that it's harder than they thought, and then they give up. So don't give up.
Well, I was yelling at you because you took like 20 minutes to write an email, and I'm very quick, but I do have a recommendation for you, because we both get asked about, there are certain things we both get asked about a lot frequently. So Dave always gets emails of, do you have ukulele suggestions? Do you have Colorado suggestions? What's that stair stepper thing you talk about? Like, literally, he gets asked, we get at least one message a day about one of those things. So I was saying, you should do what I do. I get asked about my art constantly. Like, what products do you use? What tools do you use? Or another big one I get is, where did you get that helper stand for olives? So a helper stand is like a little thing they stand on in the kitchen next to you at the counter, and it keeps them safe.
Cool.
But I created a highlight on my Instagram. So you should put a highlight that says ukulele or Colorado. And then I just say, go look at my highlight. I get asked about my hemorrhoids all the time. And I have an IGTV video. So instead of me typing out a 20-page email every time, I say, go look at this highlight on Instagram or go look at my IGTV, because it's just, it's too much.
No, I get it. I don't know. I totally agree. I've gotten so many. The one that I get most is, I'm going to Colorado. What should I do?
Yeah, for sure. Well, I asked you that the other day for my friend Abby.
Yeah. Well, most of Colorado I don't know, because I'm only from Colorado Springs. Now, if you're going to Colorado Springs, I've got a dozen things to do in Colorado Springs. I don't know anything about Denver except drive down to Colorado Springs, because there's a lot of cool stuff to do. So... anyway, that's what I was doing, and now we're on with the podcast.
Yes.
So what do you want to start? You're so anxious to start. What do you want to talk about?
Well, I have a funny message I got, but I'm going to start with, a lot of people were like really happy when I mentioned yesterday I'm going to get a second opinion on my tongue after our boss, Rich, called me and said he had tongue cancer. This one said, big fan of the show. I'm just listening to the Today Show and heard Fallon talk about her bump and Rich's tongue cancer. I sure am hopeful it is not that, but do get a second opinion. I just wanted to let Fallon know about my experience and wonder if it could be the same thing. Shortly after I delivered my son, I got a little bump on my tongue. It grew to be about half the size of a pencil eraser, and it didn't hurt, but it was right in the middle of my tongue. It was a nuisance. I work in radiation oncology, and of course, I always think everything is cancer right away because of my field. However, I Googled that, went to an ENT doctor, and suggested to them that I have pyogenic granuloma on my tongue. Google it, Fallon. It showed up after being pregnant. Olive is almost two, so still probably related to that, ? Painless and red. I had them remove it. I'm all healed up, and it was very benign, not cancer, just hopeful that yours is, and wanted to let you know that someone else has had a weird thing too, and it turned out okay. Please get a second opinion. And I work at a pretty famous hospital in Rochester. If you need any help finding someone here, let me know. Take care, and of course, wish you the best. Mine's not red. Mine's purple. I am pretty positive it is from me biting it one time and it being quote unquote traumatized, like my dentist said. But since it isn't going away, I am going to get the second opinion.
Yeah. And I think it's a good idea. Yeah.
The other message I got, which made me laugh so hard this morning, was from a woman named Carla. She said, Fallon, I wanted to thank you for making my 2021, which is a big thing because we're only in February, but you'll see why. A while ago, you got to talking about Texas Roadhouse Barbecue. I had never heard of it before, but you were smacking your lips nonstop, drooling on air. It wasn't until today I was passing by Coon Rapids that I had to try it and share my good news day with my parents. I can't even begin to tell you the deliciousness that has rolled across my palate this evening. The green beans were to die for. The rolls with that butter, though, girl. And then the fall off the bones, finger-licking ribs with the seasoned steak fries. But you can't wash it down with just any old thing. Yes, She sent me a picture, by the way. Yes, that picture to strawberry lemonade and sweet tea. Thank you. My parents, thank you. And my Dunlap/muffin top, thank you.
Dunlap.
Yeah. Time to push away from the table because it is calling. LOL, you're awesome. And I wrote her that I was dying. That's so funny. And she said, girl, I just want to go back for the green beans today. LOL, I'm kind of wanting to hoard them. And I might have to get some of those chicken critters because I told her, you got to try the chicken critters because they're phenomenal.
I've only been to a Texas Roadhouse one time, and I guess I didn't have the right experience because it was like, that sounds really good.
Yes.
To me, I probably got like something stupid, like a Reuben sandwich or something. It was like so basic. So did you go to a Texas Roadhouse?
Well, that's where, when I grew up, that is the place you go, is Texas Roadhouse. Even when I go home and you're going to meet up with a group of friends, you go to Texas Roadhouse.
Okay.
Because it's like nice. It's like the level of nice you go to where I'm from.
Okay, I gotcha.
So it's so good because if you haven't been, it's one of those places where you go in and they have peanuts, which I'm sure they can't do anymore because everyone would stick their nasty hand in the same tub of peanuts. You sit there and you wait, you crack them, you eat them. As soon as you get to your table, you get the most glorious, warm, greasy, buttery rolls, and they give you the cinnamon butter to dip them in, and it is all just so over the top. How I didn't weigh, most people do probably weigh like a ton there. I remember when I took, fun fact, I took Paul home for Christmas one time. We went to Texas Roadhouse and he was like, oh my God, I've never felt so skinny in my life.
Jesus, really?
Because everyone was quite large, like, you know, sitting pretty far back from the table and stuff. And so it was funny. I was like, yes, my area will make you feel very good about yourself.
Now I want to go to, you know, I haven't been to a restaurant like that in a really long time. We're not fancy people, but we go to either Buffalo Wild Wings or Ike's because we love Ike's food. And it's a little more, it's a lot more upscale than Buffalo Wild Wings. And, but I've not been to a Texas Roadhouse or a Famous Dave's in years.
Yeah.
And I love that stuff.
Me too. I think my main thing is it's not that we go somewhere fancy, but I like supporting local restaurants more. So it doesn't have to be fancy. Like last weekend we tried the Suburban because you've talked about it a lot. And Jake's like, I want to go have a
Suburban's
burger
awesome.
There.
Yeah.
So we went there last Friday and it was such a good experience. We really enjoyed it. So we just like going to kind of the local places more. But you can't knock a place like Red Lobster, Olive Garden or whatever because they're so popular for a reason.
No, we have hit up the Red Lobster probably once a year at least because it's like, hey, let's go in and just overstuff ourselves on bad steaks and moderately good seafood. Here's an email. She says, I love you guys, and I listen to you every day, and then the podcast, and you can use my name. That is from Jen. Thank you, Jen. Had to email you immediately. I was in complete shock yesterday morning. You guys were talking about calling your server by their first name, and I kid you not, I heard the exact same bit on another local station this morning, literally word for word. It had the male host talk about snapping at the server, like Dave was talking about, and then they had two callers call in. One was a guy from a home service place telling them they will text 10 minutes before they get to your home and give you their name, and they had a girl from Starbucks call saying she does not like being called by her name, and the female host of the show said she had a problem with the girl's opinion. They even had in the same show, when they first said they had a text and then actually said we have her on the phone, it was the exact same girl from Starbucks that called into your show. She kind of lost me, and I honestly, I read this, I don't know what she's talking about. I'm sorry, Jen, and I love you, but I don't know what you're talking about. And she said,
I'm losing my mind. What? Okay, I guess I don't remember the bit. What is she saying the bit was?
I'm not real clear on it, but basically,
calling someone by their first name,
calling a server by their first name. And then she talked about putting the customer's name on the cups, and everything was the exact same as I heard yesterday on your show. The only thing different was the host and the station I heard it on. I think you might have been dreaming, Jen, because I'm not trying to be weird. That doesn't ring a bell at all.
Usually,
I think you might have been listening to another station, or maybe you dreamed it or something, because that was not us.
Usually, even if like one of us forgets, the other one will remember. I'm wondering if this is something that happened a year or two ago, then I might have forgotten.
She said it was yesterday morning, and she wrote this on Thursday, February 25th, unless she traveled through time. I will say this one, though. There are different services that all radio people get that are basically radio-friendly, fun stories. Like, well, I get a lot of You Can't Make This Stuff Up.
Or like Dave's Dirt.
Or Dave's Dirt from these services that do all the writing and research, and they do it overnight. And we come in the next morning, we download them and read them and kind of interpret it and make it our own. It'll say something like, you know, oh, there's a brand new cookie from Oreo. And it's like, you know, whatever flavor of Oreo. And other DJs on other stations get the exact same story. And if we read it word for word, it might sound like we are stealing from each other. And we're really not.
No.
But this one.
That one, it doesn't ring a bell.
I truly. Jen, I don't know.
I feel bad.
I don't know what you're talking about. But I will say, thanks for giving us credit for it.
Yeah.
That is frustrating because we do come up with a lot of stuff. We pride ourselves on not stealing from other radio stations. And some stations steal from us because it is one of the few businesses in the world where stealing is normal.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely normal and accepted. And I'm not going to pick on anybody, but there are some stations in like outlying cities. So outlying cities, whether it's like a Grand Forks or whether it's Mankato or whatever, that look at KWB like as the mega mother of a radio station. What are they doing? Let's steal from them. And I used to be the same way. I used to live in Colorado Springs. The mega mother of the radio stations was in Denver, where you could listen kind of.
Yeah.
And I would hear a DJ do something in Denver, and I would steal it and put it on my radio show.
Okay.
So like one time, do you remember a photomat booth? Do you know what a photomat booth is?
What is it? And I might.
Okay. It is a tiny little booth. It was usually in the parking lot of a Cub or a parking lot of a Target where you would take your film to be developed.
No, I don't.
And it was the size of a bathroom. It was like a tiny, tiny little drive-up.
Okay.
And it was called Photomat, and you would take your film up to it, drop it off. They'd give you the receipt, you'd come back a few days later, and they will have sent it out to develop it.
Okay.
So there was a DJ named Steve Kelly on a radio station in Denver, and he calls the photomat booth. And just to put it in context, everybody at the time knew what a photomat booth was. Hey, Steve Kelly over at KIMN Denver, how are you? Hey, Gloria. Hey, just wondering, where do you go to the bathroom? I mean, is there a bathroom in that thing?
Oh,
and
God.
I'm like, this is the funniest thing ever.
Yeah.
So I called up a photomat booth, and I'm like, hey, it's Dave Ryan over at KYSN Radio. How are you? What's your name?
God.
Pam? Pam, where do you go to the bathroom? I mean, do you have a bucket inside there or what?
Oh, zany.
So radio stations do steal, and sometimes I'll hear somebody say, oh, I heard this exact bit on another radio station nearby.
Usually it is Mankato, and we don't care. If it was, like, in New York City, then I'd be a little bit more We've agreed it'd be more mad because it's a bigger market than us. And like, all right, you don't get to steal from smaller markets.
Well, trust me, and you know this is a pet peeve of mine, that people in New York City have stolen my stuff before. Profusely stolen. You know the story.
Yeah, I mean, you do share some stuff and they can get it from there. But it's mostly just frustrating if it's stolen word for word. But
Well, it's frustrating no matter what it is. I mean, if they listen to our stream or our podcast and lift bits right from it and use it in a market where they get paid more than I do, that pisses me off.
Yeah.
If it's something where I volunteer, it's like, hey, like if I'm buddies with a lot of morning shows around, like I'll talk to Frankie in Salt Lake City. Frankie, give me a bit that I can steal for my show tomorrow. Yeah, do this one, man. What do you got for me? So I'd give him one and we would trade. And that's totally ethical. But it's like when somebody in a big city takes the stuff that I come up with and uses it, and they take their $1 million yacht to the Bahamas. I'm like, I don't have a $1 million yacht.
Yeah, you don't, which is lame. Would you invite me on your million dollar yacht if you had one?
I mean, I would, but I would make you bring your own food because seriously, I'm not going to have you eat all my snacks. No,
you know you have a chef. Are you serious?
I'm not going to have a chef.
You don't have a.
I can't afford a chef and a $1 million yacht.
Okay, if you can't afford a chef on a $1 million yacht, you don't. You shouldn't have a $1 million yacht. That tells me you're not going to be able to make your next payment, sir.
God, now you got me worried about my yacht. All right, I think we got to wrap things up here.
How do you repo a yacht? That's my question.
Oh, I'm sure. There's got to be like yacht repo services. I'm sure there are. How would you do that? There's airplane repo services. There's a fake show. It's called like Airplane Repo or something like that. And I watched about two episodes because I love airplanes.
Yeah.
And it was so fake that I didn't bother to watch it. I think it's actually called Airplane Repo.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add, Fallon? We have 60 seconds left.
I started Behind Her Eyes, In Her Eyes, whatever show
Behind
on Netflix.
Behind Her Eyes,
I started it last night. I've watched two episodes. I wanted to watch more, and Jake refused to let me. He's like, we're not staying up that late. So you better bet your ass I'm going to be binging it today. So
we are
going to finish it this weekend.
Yeah, us too. We have an episode and a half to watch. Behind Her Eyes is really good. And if you love those suspenseful, like, Your Honor, or even a Yellowstone kind of a show, you'll really like Behind Her Eyes.
I'm not going to say anything. I'm just going to say, the first two episodes, there's intrigue, but it's not crazy, like, mysterious, like The Undoing yet. But there's enough intrigue for me to be like, what's going on?
I will say The Undoing was better than Behind Her Eyes, for sure.
Well, they had A-list celebrities and budget, too, so.
But I really do think you'll like Behind Her Eyes.
Okay.
And again, because it's the weekend, I'll give you a shout-out for a couple of more shows.
Sorry, our 60 seconds is up.
I've got 5 seconds, and I would say I Care a Lot.
Okay.
Go watch it, and that's it. It's called I Care a Lot. Let me know what you think. I'd love to hear your thoughts. RyanShow@KDWB.com on the Minnesota Goodbye.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.